Ruba of the years, we lay parshas Mosai after Shavuos. Tzadik HaKoyin, Helig of Tzadik HaKoyin, Zchusa Yogan Aleinu, and Pritzadik, Oy Zayin, brings down B'Shem Arav HaKodesh HaKadushi Arim. The parshas Mosai is the biggest in Psukim, it's the biggest in Midrashim, and in Eichus, the Zohar HaKodesh is greater in parshas Mosai than everywhere. He says, because Al Piroi we lain it after Shavuos, and Ayois Shavuos, there's a Shefa Godel. Because of Kabbalah Satayra, Mimele, it affects the Parashiyos. That's the way they still did ice. Sai in the Psukim, Sai in the Medrash, and Sai in the Zohar HaKadosh. By Hasidim, they say that the Shabbos after Shavuos is called in Yiddish, Shabbos Noch Shavuos. This is brought down by the Argid Al Yohu. Shabbos Noch Shavuos. So the word Noch Shavuos has two connotations. Noch Shavuos means after Shavuos, and Noch Shavuos, Noch is from more. There's more Shavuos in this Shabbos.
In Yiddish, yeah.
Yeah. Shabbos Noch Shavuos, there's another Shavuos, means the Hashbah of Shavuos still remains with the Shabbos, and in Kiyadua, the Hashbah of Shavuos remains 7 days afterwards. Many places they don't say Tachanun, you know, for 7 days afterwards, you were able to be mashlim the Karbonis, and the Shabbos is part of that, so it's Noch HaKabbalah HaTorah, it's another Kabbalah HaTorah. Like Dabra Hashem Al Moshe Lamer, Dabra B'nai Yisrael, well before that. Yeah. By Dabar Shem Al Moshe Lema, Dabar B'nei Yisrael, Ish O Isha, Ki Yasu Mikol Chatos Ha'odom, Limo Mal Ba Hashem, Va'oshma HaNefesh Ahi, if a man or a woman will do one of the Chatos Ha'odom, V'izvadu as Chatosam Asher Osu, etc. Talking about over here somebody that stole and made a Shavua Sheker. So this is where we learn out the Indian of Vidu Yonachet, Vizvadu as Chatosam Asher Os. Now why does the Torah use a lashon of Ha'odom over here? We call Chatos Ha'odom Limo Mal. So Rabbi Rav Yosef Fidushinsky, Zechetzadik B'Kodesh Levracha, says there's a remez over here, Al Pi, Taisis and Bava Kamadaf Lamed Chesamed Aleph. Tosis over there brings down Hashem Rabbeinu Tam that we know Atem Kruyim Adam V'loy Ha'iv D'Keichav. And whenever it says Adam, it refers to Yid. But if it says Ha'adam, then that refers to a guy. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Adam Stam is Yid. Ha'adam refers to a guy. See, the Aveir of Gezel is one of the most Miyazdik Aveirs. It's not proper for children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankiv that they should have this aveir. Sometimes a person is nichshel is one thing, but in Gezel, it's a chet chomer, So the Torah that tells us over here, Isha Yisha Ki Yasim, we call Chatois Ha'odam. This is an aveir that passed for Ha'odam. For a goy, such an aveir passed. But for Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankiv, and they're Yarshin, Midas, Toivis, for such a person, such an aver. So he's a Yosef Tzvi Dushinsky. Now, Shaul Meishev says that the aver of Gezel has in it two types of averes. Number one, the nezek that he was going on the person that he took the object from, he took his mammon away. Says to Ben Adam Lachaver the Kichet. Number two, Kalapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were over on Lei Sigzoil. And there's a Chilul Hashem involved in it, which we'll speak about in a minute. So, Mimelo, that's why the Torah over here uses a double lashon. It says, Isha Isha Kiyasim, he called Chatos Ha'adam. That's an Aveira to man. Number two, Limo Mal Bashem. Number two, there's an Aveira Bein Adam Lamokin. Now, first of all, making a Shua Sheker on Exela is a terrible Chilul Hashem. He being Machal L'Shem Hashem. But it's also a Chilul Hashem. Because it's in a way a kfira of hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu designates what each person should have. And if you go and you take away something from somebody else, so it's like you're denying the hashgacha of Hashem and saying that you're taking it. It's meant for you. It wasn't meant for you. was meant for your friend. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided for it to go to your friend. So you're being kaifer in the Hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a me'ila in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi ben shloishim shona v'mala, v'ad ben chamishim shona. This is talking about the counting of the Levium coming to do Avodah. Mi ben shloishim shona v'mala, v'ad ben chamishim shona. Whoever's coming to do avoidas avoida, avoidas ma'asa ba'oil may. So Rashi says, what is avoidas avoida? That is the shir b'mitzaltayim v'kinoiros, that's the singing with the playing music with the different clay zemer. She avoida la avoida acheres. It was an avoida for a different avoida. While they did the real regular avoida, this was an avoida for that avoida. So the Sholem Eshev asks, you know, what's shot that music? Music is an avoida. Music is an enjoying thing. Music is something. You know, we look at it as a pastime to sit and relax with. But what's the shot? It's called an avoida. So he says that man over here, that just like being makir of a korban is considered an avoida, the simcha of a mitzvah is also considered an avoida. What's pshat? So the way I understood it is, when a person's makir of a korban, the Ramban says that a big chelik of the avoida is not just doing the act of being makir of the korban. You have to think to yourself and imagine that you're there on the mizbeach, and you're really bringing yourself as a korban to Hashem, whether it's for an aveira, whether it's an adava, and the animal is just taking your place. So that takes a lot of avoda. That takes a mindset. You have to think about it. You can't just, you know, bring it and not think about it. Simcha in a mitzvah is also akrava. What a person has to do is he has to remove himself from his regular daily routine, from his regular daigas, from his regular problems. He has to remove himself totally from that and think that everything Hashem does for him is for the good and be besimcha. That takes a tremendous avodah. So the music was just a hechetimtze to get the person into a matzav of simcha. But within that simcha, it takes a tremendous amount of avodah. There's one of the greatest avodahs is to be besimcha. Very hard for a person. You know, you have to take a couple of shots of beis and then, you know. But it's a very difficult thing to experience simcha. So that's the pshat. Avoidus avoida, yes, is considered an avoida. The playing of the music and the shir is an avoida. It's a hakrovit. No different than a carbon. You have to get into the mindset, leave all your troubles behind, and have total emun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with that you become the simple. Have two moiridikamaisis, two niflidikamaisis. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, so I was once talking to a yid. It wasn't a from yid, or at least he wasn't the knowledgeable yid for sure now. And in the course of their conversation, he noticed that this yid brought up a pasuk numerous times. He said it a few times. So Yaakov was curious, like, what's your kesher to this pasuk? So he asked him, it looks like you're familiar with this pasuk. What is your kesher to this pasuk? So he says, I was in the concentration camp, and there was a rabbi there that the Germans wanted a dafki yet, because he was inspiring everybody around him. And they made him, in the harshest weather, carry a big load, a heavy load, and walk up a mountain, and then go back down again, and then walk up again, and they'll go down again, over and over and over again. And I heard him saying constantly, saying to himself, Tachas HaShaloi Avadat HaShem Alekecha B'Simcha U'Vetuv Leilov Me'Roiv Koyo, over and over again. So Yaakov asked, do you know the name of this rabbi? So he says, yeah, it was Rabbi Yekusiel Yehuda Teitelbaum, the Kloisenberger Rebbe. This is the Kloisenberger Rebbe lost his whole family. And he is saying, in this situation, Tachas HaShaloi Avadat HaShem Alekecha B'Simcha. Now, the Kloisenberger Rebbe said about himself that throughout the entire war, he never lost his Simcha. He says, one time he was Ba'atzvus, And he figured out that at that moment his son was killed in a different concentration camp around that time. So maybe it affected him, because a father and a son have a connection, right? Over Niflamai, in this matzah of Tachas Hashem, Yavadad Hashem Alekecha B'Simcha, this is what he's saying to himself. This is why I'm, even though he was made to himself, that he never lost his Simcha. This is Maisa number one. Maisa number two. My wife's uncle, his name was Rav Meir Eisman. He was very close. He was a confidant of the Kleisenberger Rebbe. And he was one of the main builders of Laniato Hospital. He was a director of Laniato Hospital. It's a Maisa. I don't know if I once asked him or he said it on his own. He is pure thoroughbred Yeki. Yeki Shebi Yeki. He was. He's not around anymore. So he says, how does a pure thoroughbred Yeki get connected to the Kleisenberger Rebbe? So he says, I'll tell you how. He says, the Kleisenberger Rebbe was once in the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. And he was a Rav, and he wasn't a Rav, he was a principal in Minneapolis. So he used to go up there to see what he could do for him. He was totally, didn't know him. So he first came on a Mitzvah Shabbos, and the Rebbe is in bed in Yisurim Leiron, Mamish. He looked like he was half dead. The Shamish is out on the patio there. The room had a patio outside. And he says, Rebbe, he says, do Alavuna. Alavunas do. He gets out of bed, puts on his begodim, and he goes out on the patio. And bread, Mamish, he's besimcha in my roar. He's able to be Makayim. The midst of the Kiddush Levon, and he was dancing. He says, I saw that. He says, I have to get close to this person. And the Lamaisi became very close with him. He's an Amish, real confidant of his. That's the Pshat Yid. He's able to do a mitzvah. Simcha Shom is halfway befell. Va'at kisrotis tachas isheich. You were a soita under your husband. Raman says a governor wrote here. He says, "V'hine ein b'chol mishpitei ha'teira dover toli b'neis zulasi ha'inyan hazeh." In all of the mishpatim of the Torah, there is no mitzvah in the Torah that's dependent upon an neis, except for this inyan over here. Because it's a pella and a nes kavua that will be done in Klal Yisrael when most of them do the rutzen of the Bayrei Yilam. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make sure that the women, they are disciplined, they don't do like these nus of the other nations. And he wants to keep Klal Yisrael clean from Amzeirus. Sheyuruyim lahashris hashchina b'saychem. So it's a special chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with Klal Yisrael. That this is the only mitzvah in the Torah that's totally an aneis. He says, and that's why this whole inyan of Bedika Soita stopped. Once Nisrabu Averis, like the one Soita that Pem Zayinim and Alv says, Misharabu Hanoyafim, Posku Me Soita. Once, it became prevalent in Klal Yisrael, so the Hashkos HaSoita stopped. And then at the end he says, that this shunasohem lechvoidam liyoysam am kodesh, to keep the mamzerus at bay, to keep the yichus of Klal Yisrael at bay, shouldn't be, and this is lechvoidam of Klal Yisrael. Vahaklalu, he says at the end, shunes lekavod Yisrael. So to say for some derech, Simchas Yisrael Broide, says lechayra, you find other things that were nisim. You find that the Ramban himself says Taras Habeged Ubayis, Einam Dvorim Shebetevel Nisan. That was Nisan. So you see, side by side, you find that there's other things that are not Beteva. So he says that's why the Ramban was Medayik over here. He says Shebemishpitei HaTeira Loi Motzinu Dover HaTali B'Neis. In the mitzvahs of the Torah, you don't find anything which is Tani's only Saita. Einshim is something else. Punishments you find, mice and isim, they're not b'teva ha'olam. The Ramban says in another makom also, the whole union of schar ba'olam hazeh, because a mitzvah is nisim and not b'derech hateva. For example, the Torah says by shmita v'tzivisi as brachosi aleichem v'asis, you know, he'll make it for 3 years. That's an ace, right? But what the Ramban means over here is a mitzvah you don't find which is dependent on an ace. In Bukhoisa Telechu, when a Sati Gishmechem be'itam, and Rashi's Moisiv, Lele Shabbos, right? Those are all Nisim. That's in Scharva Einish, you find Nisim. But in the mitzvah itself, then you don't find an ace. You also find, the Gemara says that the Ner Maravi on the Menorah, right, that would burn Mamish 24 hours and never got extinguished. But the mitzvah is not totally in that. Rashi says in the Shabbos that when the Ner Maravi, let's say not in the times of Shimon HaTzadik, let's say when you didn't have the Nes, so the Nes was Mekuyim without it, the mitzvah was Mekuyim without it. The mitzvah is not totally on that Nes. It was an added bonus, right? It was an added bonus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows that the Shechina is Shruya B'Sai Chlal Yisrael. But the mitzvah is not totally in that. This is the only place you find that. Now, you see from over here, Zok to say for some derekos, because Yisrael says how important the Maila of Yichus is in Klal Yisrael. How important it is. It's not just a Shaila of being over on Yisrael or whatever. It's a Shaila of the whole essence of Klal Yisrael, of having the Shechina Shruya B'Soichem. Or Chaim HaKadosh says on the first pasuk, Nosei Es Roish B'nei Yisrael, that what's the Indian of Nosei? So it's Meramis to a Medrash. The Medrash says that the Umas HaOilam come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were jealous of Klal Yisrael. Like, why is Klal Yisrael closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than anybody else? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring me your Sefer HaYichus. I want to know what your Yichus is. And they can't bring a Sefer HaYichus. Most of them don't know where they originated from, because there was Znus and there was immorality and all those things. He says, that's the Ma'il of Klal Yisrael. Ma'il of Klal Yisrael is that they could bring their Sefer HaYuchsin. So, say Yuchsin is a major importance in Klal Yisrael. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he makes a neis, and he's mevarer klor the yichus. Chazal say loma nismecha parshas nizirus leparshas saita. So in Chazal, kol roya saita bikalkulo yazer atzmai min hayayim. Somebody sees a saita bikalkula, he should be mazer himself from wine. So I saw her aura from the chief rav of New York City, Rav Yankiv Yosef, Magid of Vilna. Hagoyin HaKadosh, Ish Kadosh Admoi, people go to his kever, they see Yeshua's. Hagoyin HaKadosh, I wrote a biography about him. For camp, my camp, I write biographies of the Dalits. I had the Sefer of his biography in his Mithla Ma'id, when he was in Europe. He was from the Gedolim in Europe. And he came to New York City, and a farmer does not know the value of a diamond. You know, the people then were peasants. In New York City was who they have then in those days, and people raced on. They Mamish made him ill. He was nifta from that. But anyway, he's a goy nakodesh, Mamish. So anyway, he's medayik in the Lashon. What does it mean? Kolaroy saita bikilkula yazer atzmai minayayin. You should say yazer minayayin, separate from wine. What's yazer atzmai minayayin? So he gives a marshal. In those days, in the small towns, the small cities, they used to have a bridge. They didn't have major bridges. They had this shaky, rickety thing that would go across the river, and if two people went, they would have to hold on to each other and balance each other, help each other go. So what would be if two people start going, and in the middle of the way, one guy leaves his friend behind, and he goes on his own. So the fellow that's left behind, he's going to scream at him and have tinnitus on him now. He's not going to do that. He's worried more about his survival. He said he's going to try and make it now on his own, and later on he's going to give it to the guy. But when he's standing in the middle of the bridge, it does not make sense to start screaming at him and have tarumas. So he says, the Torah is the same way. The Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, and we have to help each other out. And Gans Klal Yisrael has to carry the Masa. What happens if there are a number of people that don't keep it? It makes it much harder for us. Well, what are we going to do? We're going to start screaming at them right now. When we're trying to busy, we first have to pass the test, and then afterwards we'll try and give them musik shait atzmecha v'achakak shait acherim. That's why the Chazal use a lashon kolorei saita b'kulkula yazer atzmei menayayin. Don't scream at her. You do the mitzvah term and all those things, but don't say she has the blame. You have to be mechazik yourself. Yazer atzmei menayayin. First, you blame yourself. You have to do the mitzvah of the Torah. Over beikar, you have to take a musar for yourself. Yazer atzmei menayayin. By another, it says the heinivaisam hakoyin tnufel of Hashem. Carbon that he brings, so the kohen makes a tnufa, he waves it in front of Hashem. Kodesh ula kohen, v'chazeh ha-tnufa, v'alshay ka-truma, v'achar yishte ha-nozer yayin. After he does that, the nozer could drink wine. So I saw a word from the Beis Yisrael. He asks two questions. Number one, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that afterwards the kohen could drink wine? Then his ears is over with already. So, l'chayr pshita that he could drink wine. Number two, why does it say v'ach yishta hanozir min hayayin? Then his ears is over. He's not called a nozir anymore. Two questions. Why b'chlal do you need the pasuk to tell me that? And number two, why does it call him a nozir if the naziris is over? So, up to Beis Yisrael. That a nozer reached a very high madrega. It's poish atzmei min hayayin for a period of time. You know, wine was a basic staple, you know, by them in those days. You know, by us, we drink it Shabbos, and I drink Rashi, cream pink Concord, you know, which is about 3% to whatever it is. Has no strength to it whatsoever. And I like it that way. It tastes like Kool-Aid, you know. But they, you know, they drank a heavy. That was part of their, that was a basic staple by them. Right, so this fellow was Pirish for 30 days, Pirish for 30 days, and he showed, and sometimes more, he showed it Valdia Gvura. Right, so the Torah tells him, you reached the Madrega. Don't make it now that you're Ois Nazir. It's Hakamutta for you to drink wine, but you still are carrying that badge of Naziris with you. So now your approach to wine should be different than the way it was before. Zecha, you could drink wine. Of your being a nazir that's drinking wine. You're drinking with a disciplined approach. Your whole mahus is to be kovish, your taivis. You have the badge of being a nazir, and your life should be influenced by that. That's why the Torah has to say, v'acha yishta ha-nazir min hayayin. And it calls him a nazir because it has to be part of you. So gval de gvard. And the emes is that this is really a lesson for all of us. Whenever we have a Zairus, we just had a Shavuos, we had a Matan Torah, right? We're all uplifted by Shavuos, we're all uplifted by Matan Torah. But it has to be that the Kabbalah HaTorah should last with us throughout. One of the reasons the Eildas Ephraim brings down why the Torah does not say that Shavuos is Man Matan Torah saying. No way does it say it, right? It's Yom HaBikurim, whatever, but it doesn't say Befeirus in Man Matan Torah. So one reason is because Matan Torah has to be every day. Right. So the roishim of the Kabbalah HaTorah has to remain with us afterwards. That's the lesson that we learned from Nazir. So I was thinking, Lefidus, you have another teretz, why it says, why it says, Yazer Atzmai Min Hayayin. Yazer Min Hayayin would mean he separates from wine. But it doesn't have an effect on him. Yazer atzmoy min hayayin. It has to have an effect on your atzmius. You have to become a different person. That's why Chazal said, Yazer atzmoy min hayayin. Okay, I'll stop here. I'm good in Shabbos, everybody.
So the person's not nazir anymore, but Madrega.
Right.